one by your side. Don't go chasing another sunrise. No, just lay here and love me tonight. Though I believe that you'll always be mine, I'll admit it, my feet can wander. I need the color outside the lines. When you measure the weight of the moment, don't get lost in the ways of the world. No use in crying, ain't no denying that there's no turning back, that's for sure, 'cause you're long gone.
Long Gone from the album Dancing on Your Grave by The Matinee, a four-piece alternative rock, roots, and folk band from Vancouver who are signed with the Light Organ Records label. Their music has topped the CBC Radio national charts, and they've toured extensively across the continent. I spoke with lead vocalist Matt Lazell over Skype. Matt, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me. It's good to hear from you again.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Was your family very musical?
My family was definitely not musical. I remember at an early age, I have an aviation family. So an early age, everyone was consumed with airplanes, the Montreal Canadiens, the family being based originally in Montreal, and in England. My mother's from England, and so I developed a real interest in the Beatles at a very young age, and my grandparents kind of caught on to that and showered me with everything possible Beatles related. I remember in elementary school having all the lyrics to every Beatles song nailed down, but that didn't come from having a musical family. that was more my interest in just everything Britain at the time. That's what that was.
How did you come together with Pete, Matt, and Jeff to form the Matinee?
The four of us all went to school together. So we've all been friends since, almost junior high, and when that was a thing. But we all graduated together in Coquitlam, and we've all been playing music together since that time. We were always hanging around at the same parties, and there were always instruments around. And so I think it was a few years after high school where Matt, Pete, and Jeff actually had their own band, and I was tied up in another project. And, we just were still obviously friends, and we started talking about, well, maybe we should all get together and just try our hand at this. And so we did. The group of us went up to. My parents have a property up past Powell River, actually, where I know you have your show is aired up there too, is it not?
It is.
Yeah, so my family's place is up basically the end of the road near Lund. And we went up there where there's almost no social activities, no internet, definitely no TV. And we just wrote songs. And that was the first inclination that maybe we had something here as a band together. And now that was 2007. So here we are, you know, 12 years later, and we're still somehow writing music together and hitting the road.
Is it a very collaborative process in your writing, or does one of you typically take the lead?
Writing in the band is definitely a collaborative process, and that it has evolved over the years too. Historically, Matt and I did a lot of the writing. However, everybody in the band is a good writer and has stories to tell. So one of the things that we kind of put more effort into the last 2 years, really since our last release, was getting together to write as a group. So it wasn't just one person with an idea. It was more collaborative. And we've done a few writing trips. We decided it'd be fun to hang out when we're not just in the tour van or backstage or in the jam space. So we've climbed in the van and gone on some random trips. We went down the Oregon coast and really just rambled around writing everything down in notebooks. And then last winter, we did another trip. We rented a beautiful log cabin. It's more of a log mansion, really, on a grand estate in Rock Creek, BC. And we holed up there for a week and did some writing. And so, yeah, with all the writing sessions we've done, it's clear that, the band is working really well together right now in coming up with an idea, whether it's one person or a few of us, but then everybody kind of having their say and putting their stamp on it. And I'm excited by the new music we're writing, for sure.
Can't wait to hear it. Your most recent releases have been a couple of singles and an EP. We'll talk about some of those, but your most recent full length was Dancing on Your Grave. You worked with Jamie Candelero, who's also worked with REM and Ryan Adams on that record. What was it like working with him?
Yeah, Jamie Candelero is an amazing musician and producer, obviously. Matt and I had written a song that a friend of ours, Katie from the band Nice Horse, chose to record for one of her solo records a few years ago. And when she was working on it, she chose Jamie to produce it. So I had gone down to LA to work on the song with them, and I met Jamie, and I kind of, just had a good feeling about his work ethic and the way he kind of brought things to life out of a song. And so I always thought, it would be a good collaborative effort to work with him. And when it came time to choosing a producer for that record, I suggested his name, and right away the guys all said, well, let's send him some songs and see what he thinks. So we sent him a bunch of the demos, and right away it was clear he was very involved. He was, hearing things and picking out things that we hadn't thought of, and it was a good sign. And then when we got into studio, we tossed all those ideas and decided, well, let's just roll tape. So for the first 5 days, we just jammed, and Jamie picked up the bass or the keyboards, and we just kind of wrote ideas on the spot. And then after 5 days went back and listened to what was standing out and chose to focus on that. So it was a very different record in that regards. We kind of, made a majority of the album in the studio, which is stressful, but also it was a lot of fun, definitely.
And you have a great official video on YouTube for your song, Figure It Out, from that album. What can you tell me about that song and the making of that video?
It's funny, that song and Figure It Out and the video, whenever you're doing an album, there's always a few songs that kind of come out of left field that you don't think too much about when you're in studio. You're working away, and you obviously love the songs that you commit to, but that particular song, it just felt fun, easy breezy, and we had a label mate at the time, Emily Rode, who was kicking around the studio, and we thought, why don't we see if the song works with a female voice on it? So we did, and that was it. And then And then that song ended up going number one on CBC radio and kind of took us by surprise. So we thought we should do a video for it too. And kudos to the video production team. I think we worked on that from, I think we might have showed up at the little cafe where it's filmed, you know, 2 in the afternoon. And I don't think anybody left till maybe 4 or 5 in the morning. It was a long shoot, but, we were really happy with the video, and it's hopefully a video that just kind of captures each one of us in our humor as well. But that was our first attempt at doing a duet and having female vocals in the band. And I can tell you that some of the new recordings will definitely have more of that.
No looking back at it now. Maybe.